Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:23.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE News time is now 8:24. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we have a full boat on the KVOE Sutherland studio line because we have a number of different guests that are joining us here today. From Hartford, we will be chatting here with Toby Sull, Emily Kelly, and USD 252 Southern Line County Superintendent Mike Argerbright. And on the line from Opie, we have Michaela Linden, McKenna Broyles, and Megan McGuire.
And this is all talking about USD 252's honor flight that will be exiting for our nation's capital on Halloween. Well, let's say hello to everybody. Let's go to Opie. Michaela, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great, McKenna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Megan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. Good to have you here. Let's Hartford now. Toby, how are you? I cannot hear Toby there.
I'm good.
Okay, there we
right.
go. Emily, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
And Mike, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you all on board with us. Mike, I'll start with you, leading the district here and watching this particular, really project and now event unfold over the last few years. What are your biggest takeaways here from Honor Flight the last several years, including the group that's going to be leaving here on Monday?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's honoring our local veterans, and a lot of our veterans have a local tie. They may not live around this area, but understanding the importance, and with our kids, understanding the importance of what they've given up to this great country and honoring their service. The other piece of that is the relationships that kids create with our veterans. They're life-lasting, and those veterans stay in contact with our kids, and just the things that happen and the friendships and relationships that are developed are priceless.
Well, Mike, tell us how this works for those who may not be familiar with the inner workings of Honor Flights. You've got students that are teamed with, veterans. So veterans, do they apply for this trip? It's absolutely free for them. And how do the students get involved?
The veterans do apply. Everyone applies, to answer part of that question. Veterans apply through our application, but it's tied to the National Honor Flight Network. And within that system also, we have had a waiting list since we've started, so that's a driver for us to continue our efforts in fundraising and so that we can honor all the veterans that would like to go. The students apply through an application process. It's a service project. Typically, they're juniors or seniors. We've taken some younger kids, but typically juniors and seniors, they can go up to two times. That way, it's kind of shared across both of our high schools, and kids have the opportunity, and then they're selected based on those applications, both of them.
Megan, I wanted to ask you, because this is obviously a, trips of any sort right now. They're not cheap. Bringing, 30 plus people along here for a rapid fire trip to Washington, D.C., because we're talking, between 48 hours from drive up to KC and then coming back home. Talk about the fundraising side of things and really how the fundraising avenue, maybe it's not a well-oiled machine yet, but it certainly sounds like it's close.
I've said before, our communities around this area really support our program, and we would not be able to do what we are doing if they did not but our students are actively involved in fundraising activities, and it's a year-long process. So this summer we have our spaghetti feed at Hartford that a lot of people support. We had our golf scramble, which was moved this year to Emporia, and we had a fantastic turnout at our golf scramble, so that's a major fundraiser for us. We have our pancake feed that we always do at our Opie and Hartford basketball game, and that's always well attended as well. We are adding donkey basketball. We have done it in the past, but we haven't for a little while, and that'll be one of our spring fundraisers. But our students each also fundraise for themselves, so they go around to businesses and individuals, and they ask for donations, and they do a fantastic job of promoting our program. And again, our communities just rally behind this and support our veterans.
And Megan, how much is it to do this, to put this on one flight? What are you looking at cost-wise?
You know, we take 56 people, and we roughly say it's anywhere between $750 and $900 per person. So we're looking in the 42 to a little over now, as you said, that prices are going up. So it's about $42,000 a trip. So what we try and do is fundraise for the next trip that we're taking, so we try and stay at least one ahead. And again, we've been very fortunate that we've been able to do that.
Well, let's bring the kids on, and I say kids lovingly, and I say kids because I'm
young
old
adults.
I'm old enough to be your parent. So let's go down to Hartford and let's talk with Toby Sell. Toby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. What has you interested in being involved in this trip, and what has you grateful for going on the trip?
I think this is a great opportunity to give back to the ones that gave to us. Forming that bond with our veterans is like something special I'll be able to hold my whole life. So I think it's a very great program for the veterans, but for the students to understand what they did and for us to give back.
So is this your first trip, Toby?
This is my first trip.
And you have met who you're going to be escorting then?
I have. His name is Brad Headstrong.
All right. So you excited, to go to D.C.?
I am excited, and I'm excited to be there with him and help him get through it and like be able to be with him through every step of it, giving back.
Outstanding. Well, let's stay in Hartford and let's talk with Emily Kelly. Emily, how are you? I think we had to slide a phone over there. Emily, is this your first trip here for Honor Flight?
Yes, it is.
What has you really excited about going, and have you met your veteran yet?
So I am excited to go because, like Toby said, it's just an amazing opportunity to be able to give back to our veterans as much as they gave to us. It's just a small effort that we can give to show them that we appreciate them. My veteran is actually, I have the opportunity to take my grandpa, so I have met him.
Well, how awesome is that, Emily?
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
My sister is also going, and she is taking our other grandpa, so we have a pretty awesome opportunity there.
Boy, what a family bonding experience with grandpas this will be. Have they been to D.C. before, Emily, your grandfathers?
I know that mine has. My veteran has, but I am not sure if my sister's has.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. And as Mike Argabright mentioned, a real bonding experience for students and the veterans. Let's go to Opie now, McKenna Broyles. McKenna, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Doing good. So let's see. You excited about the trip?
Yes, I am so excited. I actually got the opportunity to go on the trip last November, so this is my second trip. And I'm just very blessed with the opportunity to be able to go on it again.
So what are you most looking forward to this trip?
The thing I'm most looking forward to this trip is definitely bonding with my veterans. This year I have two vets instead of one. So I'm really excited to just get the opportunity to bond with them and create that sort of friendship.
So who are your vets, McKenna?
So my vets are Don Wamser and Marvin Teichman.
Wow. Couple of great guys we know very well here.
Very true, yep.
They are really neat individuals there. So, and I know they're both excited, McKenna, about going, too. So it should be a wonderful trip here, I guess, Halloween.
Next week, yep.
Yeah. Yep.
One other thing here, McKenna, I wanted to ask you is, you know, with this, you know, this is your second trip. What do you expect maybe different between the trips?
I think the first trip, I really didn't know what to look forward to. Well, I was looking forward to everyone, but everything. But I really didn't know what to expect. So I think going on the trip the second time, I'm going to see more things that I maybe didn't pay as close of detail to the first time. Maybe look at things from a different perspective. Just experience it all over again.
Well, let's head out and I guess hand the phone over to Michaela Linden here before we close down our interview. Hey, Michaela, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. So is this your first trip, or are you blessed to have a second trip that's coming up for you?
This is my first trip.
Okay. What have you heard from your fellow students that have been on the trip, like McKenna here, to maybe get you interested in being part of it?
As soon as they got back, everyone just talked about it constantly, and they made it seem like such a great deal. And ever since then, I would have loved to go last year, but unfortunately, I wasn't vaccinated. So, but this year, I'm great that we get the opportunity to do that. So, I mean, everybody just wants to talk about it, and it's a great deal. So, it really got me interested when everybody like told about all the memories that they made. So,
who is your vet or vets, Michaela?
My veteran is Betsy Penfield. She's also my cousin.
Great.
How cool is that?
Yeah, good to have these family connections heading to Washington, D.C. So, Michaela, you're excited then?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Megan McGuire, of course, teaches in Olpe High School and has been involved with Honor Flight. How many years now, Megan?
This has been going since 2016. April of 2016 was our first trip, and Dr. A and I were both involved and have been involved in all of our trips up till now, which this is our 10th one to complete.
Absolutely awesome. And I tell you what, we have had the opportunity to talk to a lot of veterans who have been on this trip, and all of them say the experience has been fantastic, not only with the students, but it means a lot for these veterans to go to Washington, D.C. and see what they see. So the itinerary lined up, Megan, anything different from the last trip?
Well, that's a better Dr. A question, okay, because sometimes he likes to surprise me as well. So, but let me tell you, I appreciate that, because sometimes we walk into something and I'm like, wow, this is awesome, and I appreciate that surprise. As you get older, you don't get very many surprises. So it's everything that we see. Somebody asked me if it gets redundant that you go see the same thing, and I said absolutely not. Every experience is different. We'll go to the caisson unit again, which is incredible. I'm so glad that we added that to our trip. So every time something new is occurring, you get to experience it with other people, and we're just blessed to be a part of it.
Well, Megan, what is the timeline for this trip?
We leave Monday morning at 1:25 from Olpe High School, which we are suggesting that people come just after 1 o'clock for the send-off, because that 1:25 time is we literally pull out with the bus. So we do some neat things there at Olpe and announce the veterans, and they board the bus, and our fire departments from both sides of the district are involved. We have the Patriot Guard Riders, the American Legion is involved, the Sheriff's Department, Emporia Police. It's just a really incredible experience. I know that it is awful early in the morning, but it's definitely worth being there.
Oh, man.
And then we will come back into Emporia Tuesday evening, and the best way to kind of track that is from our Facebook page, because we're constantly posting where we're at, when we're going to be back to Olpe. So,
good deal. Well, Dr. Archibald, any surprises this time around?
That's a maybe. And I enjoy doing that. There will be a few. But it's always fun. And probably the best part is, we get credit for some things that happen on this trip that we have nothing to do with. There's things that happen from time to time, and we just run with it, because it's all gratitude to the veterans and the kids, and we just run with it. So it's, I think one of the kind of special things that has consistently happened, we always fly Southwest because they're a partner with the National Honor Flight Network, and when we land in Baltimore, most of the time it's announced, but not always, but we get a water gun salute. One of the trips, the captain actually connected with the tower, and we have the actual pictures of our plane going through the water gun salute as we entered the terminal. And it's special things like that happen that are that are fun and memorable.
Well, thanks for all you do. What a great program this is, and we hope you can continue honoring our veterans and really making a great experience for them and the students as well. So, Toby, thank you this morning. Thank you. Michaela, thanks.
No problem.
McKenna, have a good day.
You too.
Megan, good to talk to you. Have a good trip.
You too. Thank you for your support.
All right. Mike, thanks as always.
Hey, gentlemen, I want to put a plug in real quick.
Sure.
We appreciate you. Some of our required things that we, from the network, and it's obvious why we need them, but Dr. Heitman has, we have to have a medical doctor. Dr. Heitman has been with us from the start. Gerald Karras works with our veterans. He's been with us since the start. So is Megan. Stacy Garrett is our other teacher. And we always take, depending on the needs of our veterans, somewhere between 2 and 5 medical staff. We have Erica Smith, Connie Coble, and Michael Nunley attending this year. And Newman is just an awesome partner with us. They support the staff that goes from their business and also pledge money. And Hague Pharmacy does an awesome job on the medical side of supporting our programs and kind of fly under the radar, and they shouldn't, because they are true partners that make a lot of things happen. So we have great people. We're very appreciative, and we're appreciative of you, how you cover it, because our veterans and our kids appreciate that.
They deserve it.
Thanks, as always. Have a great and safe trip.
Thank you.
Good to talk to all of you. USD 252 Honor Flights. What a great program that is. And they execute that flawlessly.
Don't they? Oh, wow. That's amazing. And, yeah, we'll be covering it next week.
Yep.
You know, again, launching early Halloween morning, back late to the November 1st, and looking forward to talking with the veterans while they're there.
Yeah. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler.
Ukrainian officials say Russia might be getting closer to using